Welcome to Hope Chats. This is episode 2. So glad you're able to tune in on Facebook. I know our YouTube page is maybe experiencing a little glitch, but if you're on Facebook, we're glad you're here either watching live or the recording. And we apologize for being a couple minutes late. Just had some technical things. But today, Beverly and I will be discussing the topic of panic attacks. And specifically, I'll be asking Beverly some questions today about panic attacks. So Beverly, it's great to be with you this afternoon.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Yeah, and thank you for being willing to share with us some experiences that most people probably don't normally just share, at least on a live stream. So I appreciate you being vulnerable and willing to share with us. But I want to jump right into the content for today. And the first question I wanted to ask you is, as I've gotten to know you over the years, you've always been very open about your experience with panic attacks. Can you briefly explain what a panic attack is?
Sure. A panic attack happens when you experience intense fear for no apparent reason. A series of powerful physical reactions occur with such intensity that you might feel like you're going to pass out, or like you're having a heart attack, or you can't catch your breath. Wow. You might even think you're dying. You might just freeze right up. We have a little video that might help show what a panic attack could look like.
All right, let's play that video.
It's okay, boo. It's okay, boo. Come here.
So that's a panic attack.
Yeah, but panic attacks aren't funny. I mean, I wanted to show that video because it's light, and sometimes you need to lighten up a little bit around panic attacks. They're not cute. They're not funny. I actually feel sorry for those little goats because I've experienced that. But it kind of shows what happens to your body during a panic attack.
Gotcha. No, thanks for sharing that with us. And I'm excited to look a little bit more deeper into panic attacks with you. So my next question is, how is a panic attack different from fear that you would experience maybe like during like a thunderstorm, a hurricane, or if you have like a upcoming surgery or something of that nature? Like what's the difference?
Yeah, again, there's no apparent reason for a panic attack. There's reason to fear a hurricane, a powerful storm, an upcoming surgery. But it's common to hear a person who's in the middle of a panic attack say, I don't understand why this is happening to me. There's no reason. I was having a great day. My first panic attack actually occurred when I was out on a date with my husband.
Oh, wow.
We'd gotten a sitter for the kids. We were enjoying a nice meal. And then all of a sudden, my hand started to freeze up like this, like claws. My legs wouldn't straighten out. My whole body seemed to want to curl up into a fetal position. And Glenn had to almost carry me out of that restaurant. It was profoundly terrifying.
Wow, that sounds incredibly terrifying. So that was the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that probably was pretty terrifying for Glenn too.
Yeah.
That was the first. Okay. Wow. Okay. No, thanks for sharing that. I've not seen that experience, and that the way you described it like that would leave me pretty confused and pretty scared at the same time. I wanted to ask you, what causes your body to freeze up during a panic attack?
Well, we have these really helpful little almond-shaped clusters of nuclei, two per person, deep in our brains. They're called the amygdala. And they're connected to our limbic system, which is responsible for emotions and our survival instincts and memory. And so that's one way of answering your question, Jim.
Whew, all right.
Looking it up on Google. That's from study.com.
Okay.
The amygdala prepare our whole body for flight, fight, or freeze. That's a response that we have when we perceive a threat. But when I say helpful, I'm not kidding. because we need to be able to run or freeze or fight when our lives are in danger.
Yeah.
But some of us, because of genetic input and or life experiences of unrelenting stress or trauma, have had to push through for so long that the amygdala just kick in whenever they see shadows, anything that triggers even a memory of the trauma. The body symptoms of panic themselves even become triggers. And so a vicious cycle begins to play out in the experience of someone like me who suffers from panic disorders or anxiety attacks. But not being a medical professional or scientist myself, the resource that I've actually found most helpful in understanding what's going on during bouts of anxiety or panic is a slim little children's book called Hey Warrior by Karen Young. And Young's book helps kids understand why, or kids or people like myself, why anxiety feels the way it does and where the physical symptoms come from. She also details helpful practices to move kids or people like myself from a place of feeling awful to a place of peace again. And knowledge and understanding are powerful tools in helping someone to manage their own panic and anxiety. And I've often found that children's literature offers some of the most digestible truth and wisdom.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that, Beverly. Yeah, I actually never really knew how a panic attack occurred. So this is actually very informative to me. I'm sure those who are watching live and watching the recording, thank you for sharing that. And thanks for the book reference too. Yeah, sometimes things just done at a children's level, I don't know, just you can just understand it better, whether it's a children's message before a sermon message. I don't know. It just is like, I got it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, breaking that down, and also the resource. Next question I want to ask is, how does someone get through a panic attack or even prevent one?
Sure. There are a lot of disciplines that can help bring your body, mind, and spirit into alignment with peace, which is what you want. Being in a place of peace can even help undo some of the damage that occurs with years of stress or panic attacks. Some of the disciplines that I have found most helpful have been taking prayer walks. These are helpful in three ways. First, they connect me with God, who knows me and loves me and isn't put off by my panic. With God, I'm safe, and so I feel peace. And second, they get me outside, and people are wired to de-stress when they're outside. Think about how it feels when you're watching the tide come in or looking at a night sky. Walking through the woods. And then third, I'm exercising when I'm on a prayer walk. People who exercise regularly, it helps regulate their hormones. It gives us more access to our creativity. It even helps us breathe better. So prayer walks are great. Also a practice of gratitude. I'm thankful, and when I'm thankful, I'm remembering good things, not bad ones. That calms my little amygdala right down. Looking outward to bless others. When I look to help somebody else, I'm no longer paying attention to what's going on with my crazy brain. I'm looking outward, not inward. And then a scriptural principle, taking every thought captive, naming your feelings. We may have thoughts and feelings, but we don't have to entertain them. And so in a panic attack, I personally am always tempted to think that I'm dying or that I might have to go to the doctor, which is probably worse for me, in my opinion. It's not really, people do go to the doctor, just me. But I can take this thought to God and ask God, is this true? Do I need to be afraid? What's the worst thing that can happen to me right now? Can you, God, give me a better thought? and God will come through. And the thing with God is he might be hard to hear at first, especially if you're in the middle of an attack, because God speaks with a quiet voice, that still, small voice. Mm-hmm. But that's part of how he helps us, because when you're straining to hear God, you're focusing on God and not on your panic. And then another helpful practice is learning a relaxation technique. When you can learn to go from head to toe and back again, tightening and relaxing each muscle of your body, you learn what it feels like when your muscles are tense and when they're relaxed. Then you can purposefully relax them when you realize they're tensing in other situations. You'd be surprised how tense you can be when you're just sitting in a class or in the car or in front of a screen. And when you start to notice that, then you can purposefully relax. Another practice is engaging your creativity. When you're creating, you forget your time and place and self. You feel peaceful and you connect with joy. And then another helpful practice is, if you are feeling panic come on or you're feeling anxious, is engage your five senses. It's really important to distract yourself from the physical symptoms of panic or stress, because they demand our attention, and when they get it, they just get stronger. So use your eyes to look for things that you can name by color. Like if I'm driving and I start feeling panic coming on, I'll say, okay, I'm gonna look for five red objects, and I'll do it. Name each individual sound that you hear. I hear a car in the background. I hear Glenn shredding paper in his office. You know, I'll name it to myself, what I hear. And then what different textures can you feel in the space around you? I can feel the paper from my notes. I can feel the tabletop, it's smooth. Name the textures and as you touch them. Then what about flavors? What do you taste? You know, maybe you have a piece of gum. What flavor is that gum? Maybe you have some tea. What flavor is your tea? So taste is another one. What do you smell? I smell they're spreading manure out on the farm fields around me. You know, what do you smell? It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Just name it. It'll get you outside yourself. And then another one is breathing. Practice breathing. It's called four square breathing. It's breath is important, and because in a panic attack, you're not getting enough breath, so you need to focus on your breathing. So you breathe in for four counts, count them, and then hold your breath for four counts, and then exhale for four, and then hold it for four, and then start that over again. And just keep doing that until you feel that your breath will help bring you back to a place of physical peace. And then after time, when you become more familiar with the way your panic attacks work, you'll notice that the attacks will come in waves, and you'll be able to notice when the space between those waves grows. And so in those spaces, that's when it's easiest to practice those distractions that I was talking about. And those are the distractions that will help you get back to the shore. And in the meantime, you're going to learn to ride the waves of panic. Sometimes when I'm feeling panic come on, what I've learned to do is just say, fine, panic. Just let it happen. Just go with it. And I don't know, giving myself permission to panic somehow shuts it down faster. Because I know eventually it's going to pass and I'll be back on solid ground again.
Wow. That is a lot of great content in there. Thank you, Beverly, for just highlighting that. For those who maybe are on the live stream or you're watching the recording, or for those watching on YouTube who you are watching the recording, because we're currently not live on YouTube, Beverly is sharing about panic attacks and just ways to overcome them. And I like a lot of these principles you could use not just for panic attacks though, right? Because like I think I never had a panic attack, but I can struggle with anxiety at different times. And I was thinking, wow, like going for a walk or breathing exercises, like this is all helpful. Right. So you could use this not only if you're having a panic attack, right?
Oh, absolutely. These are excellent ways just to manage stress, anxiety. You might have a situation that's really stressful. Putting any of these things into practice would be helpful.
Oh, great. Thank you, Beverly. The last question I wanted to ask you is there a way to help someone through a panic attack? So you're talking about some personal ways for if you're experiencing one, but is there a way to help someone else through a panic attack?
Yes. And honestly, the best way to help someone through a panic attack is just to be present with them. Sit with them, breathe with them, help them with that slow inhale and exhale. Pray for them, but wait to pray out loud until the panic starts to subside a bit. Sometimes praying for them out loud will just help them refocus on their panic. Just pray. God hears you. They don't have to. And then a walk with them if they need to move. When I'm having a panic attack, I need to move. So walk with them. Bring them something warm to put around them, like a warm blanket or a rice bag. Warmth helps to ease the muscles that have contracted. And then your presence, just your presence, provides connection to help the person stay tethered to the truth and find his way back to peace. Dealing with someone in the middle of a panic attack really is like dealing with one of those fainting goats. Yelling at them, reasoning with them. What are you worried about? You don't have anything to be afraid of. No, that's not going to happen. Questioning their faith, commanding out spirits, that's not helpful. Be a peaceful, prayerful presence until they can get back on their feet. So yeah, that's the main thing. Be with them.
Be with them. This has been really, really helpful. And thank you, Beverly. I've learned a lot through this just conversation and getting to hear you share more about your own personal experience, but then also what is a panic attack? How does it differ? How can you respond if you're having one or help someone out? Is it possible for folks who maybe want to just like look at this content and read it? Could we share that with them?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So maybe we can get like a link or something and we'll share that in the description later on the Facebook and the YouTube recorded video. So in case you want to just kind of cruise through some of the content, there's a lot of really helpful material in here. Well, Beverly, thank you for sharing and just opening up kind of something you struggled with and have been wanting to, you know, maintain and deal with when it comes up. Is there any closing thoughts or closing words before maybe you could pray for us at the end of this Hope Chats?
Sure. Thanks, Jim. Yeah. One thing I realized after I was working through the notes, the really important thing I forgot to mention is that if you are experiencing panic attack, maybe for the first time, or you've just been in a state of constant anxiety for a really, really long time and you don't know why, it is helpful to see a doctor first. Yeah. You know, see a doctor. You can do all of these things, but do see a doctor
first.
That's what I did when I first started experiencing the panic. It took me a while because I have a bit of a phobia about doctors. It's not reasonable. It took me a while, but I did see a doctor because I got to a point where I couldn't even drive anymore.
Wow. Okay.
I did see a doctor, and the doctor did prescribe some medication that was really helpful to get my brain chemistry back to a place where I could drive again. And I also it's helpful to get some professional counseling because with the medicine, then I also saw a counselor who helped me figure out kind of what was going on, why I was having panic and anxiety, and help me get to a place where then I was able to wean off the medicine. Again, that's crucial, is you wean off medication
okay.
with your doctor's permission. But the medication helped get me to a place where I could drive again, and the counseling got me to a place where then I could wean off the medication because I learned some skills to manage my anxiety. My anxiety is not gone. Part of it is just genetic, but I can manage it through all of the things and others that I've shared with you today. But let me, after saying all of that, let me pray for
people. Thank you, Beverly. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. Lord God, I thank you so much for all the tools that you have given us to be able to live life with you, fully engaged, and to be able to find peace with you and with others. Lord, I pray for anybody who is struggling with anxiety or panic, or who knows someone who is. Lord, I do pray for peace. I pray that you would help them come to a place of peace. I pray that you would give them wisdom and discernment about seeking medical help and counseling. And Lord, I pray that you'd help them put into practice some of these disciplines that would help them manage. And Lord, I just pray that they would be able to really connect, to feel your presence and your perfect peace, Lord. As they learn how to deal with the anxiety and the panic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. You are good. And I just pray your blessing and help and for hope for anyone who does struggle in this way. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Beverly, for just sharing with us and giving us some really helpful tips. As mentioned earlier, we'll have a link to the just the transcript of all this if you want to just look through it. And yeah, if you find this helpful, feel free to share this with a friend or on your social media wall, or maybe you're thinking of someone specifically you might want to just share it with, just to kind of give them some tips and some encouragements. And yeah, thanks for watching live on Facebook or watching the recording on Facebook and those on YouTube. And for the YouTube viewers, we'll definitely figure out how to simulcast for the next time we gather for Hope Chat. So have a great rest of your day, and we look forward to connecting with you in the near future.